Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey gang, it's that time again where we tell you about Big Deal at this year's Melbourne International Comedy Fest, and all you bugalugs not in Melbourne get mad at us for the incessant ads for an event you can't come to. Well, here's a thought. Come to Melbourne. It's lovely. I'll even take you to my favourite place for coffee, the Auction Room Cafe in North Melbourne. Coffee dates aside, this year we've acquired the directing talents of Tom Walker and Demi Lardner from award-winning comedy, and also our sister show, BigSoftTitty.png. We're doing twice the number of shows this year, Friday and Saturday nights at 11 p.m. till midnight, and if you're worried about getting home after such a late night, don't worry, public transport around Mickef isn't garbage. Uberpool is a viable option with your fellow dickheads, and if you drive in, may I recommend parking at Federation Square. It's a bit of a walk from where we are, but it's fairly cheap and there's always spots. Plus, you can grab a late night burger and chips from Lord of the Fries as you saunter down Swanson Street, giddy from the exciting show you just saw where Jackson yelled at me about my inability to keep a pot plant alive or something. Tickets are available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/live, or just search Big Deal on the comedyfestival.com.au website. That's Big Deal at comedyfestival.com.au.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you become the Jellicle choice? So we got to beat Grizzabella.
That's easy. She's a snotty cat.
Snotty and unhappy.
So for everyone who hasn't seen Cats, this is a Cats episode.
For everyone who has seen Cats, let's explain the plot.
People say the movie has no plot.
It's got a plot.
But 35 minutes into the film, one cat says the plot just offhandedly.
It's not hard to figure out. Old Deuteronomy's got to pick a cat that gets to become the Jellicle choice and go to the Heaviside Lair.
A second chance at life.
Exactly. They get to become a new Jellicle cat.
Yes.
And then every cat is introduced and sings a song about themselves.
Which they explicitly say in the movie.
Absolutely. And then Old Deuteronomy picks a cat and they go to the... It's not hard.
And they get in a balloon, go to the Heaviside Lair. Everyone's like... Goodbye, cats are not dogs.
But unfortunately, the evil warlock cat, McCavity, wants to become the Jellicle choice this year.
And the easiest way to become the Jellicle choice is to kill every other cat.
Eliminate every other cat.
It makes sense.
It's pretty logical.
I know.
Yeah. And people are like, why do they sing a song? It literally says in the film... Yeah. We've got to sing a song about why we should be the Jellicle choice for Old Deuteronomy. Yeah. They say that.
It's like an audition.
Hey, is Deuteronomy witnessing every song?
No.
Okay.
Well, some of the songs are just to explain who they are to the other cats.
Yeah. Like,
Jenny Any Dots.
The reason why they maybe don't get chosen is because Old Deuteronomy wasn't there to witness their performance.
Deuteronomy gets introduced maybe 6 or 7 songs in, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many actual...
Well, my headcanon is that those are sort of them.
Yeah. But, also, they're practicing. And also, what happens at the end of that song? Their songs. You know what happens?
Yeah, what's that?
McCavity pops up, kills them.
That's true. They don't get a chance to audition. Yeah.
Or is it the fact that
the
like,
barge?
It's old Deuteronomy. She's probably heard these songs before, and so it's like, yes, Jenny, Eddie Dots. Yeah. I get it. You're eating cockroaches.
You're
yes,
a yes. I didn't understand. Work last year, Jenny.
Have you ever thought about reinventing yourself?
Yeah, that's not a cool trait.
Maybe, well, I mean, like she wants to reinvent herself. That's kind of the point of becoming
the
Jellicoe.
She'd like to become the Jellicoe.
But they ask her why she wants to be a Gumpy cat. Why is she Gumby? Gumpy.
Gumby, I think. I thought
Gumby,
it was.
Yeah. She's a Gumby cat.
Yeah.
She's fat. That's basically...
Same with James Corden. He's fat. That's the joke.
But his name is Bostopher Jones,
which is an incredible name. Much better than Jenny Anydots.
Bostopher Jones and Rum Tum Tugger.
Yeah, Rum Tum Tugger, best name, right?
Yeah.
Best name, great cat.
Yes.
Incredible cat.
Loves his milk. Horniest cat?
Close to.
I reckon...
The trouble is, name a cat that's not horny.
Victoria.
Oh, that's true. She's not horny.
She's more just like swept up in it. Yeah. Rum Tum Tugger sings into her foot. She's like, what's this? What's going on?
But she's kind of like innocent horny.
Yeah, that's true.
What is all this horn?
What is all this horn?
I have this feeling and I don't know what it is. Is it horn?
And then all the cats gather around her.
Horny! Yeah. So, yeah, every cat horny.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if we're going to become the Jellicoe choice, that means we need to be cats.
Yes.
And all of the cats in Cats are a specific variety of cat. They're a kind of cat that you might see in the real world, but in the world of cats. So I would like to be the kind of dirty junkyard cat that is fucking at 3 a.m. outside your window with a terrible sound.
Getting stuck to anything that he can.
And I'll be, let's call myself Hong Dong Donger.
Rum Tum Tugger is a bit like, I don't know.
Is that just, you're just taking my, well, then I'll be Dong Donger. That's fine.
Dong Donger.
How about Dong Dong Franger?
Yeah.
Dong Dong, no, that's still too, it's close to Rum Tum Tugger.
Oh, but what about if I'm,
Donald Dong Franger.
Well, see, because you get the railway cat and maybe I'm Dong Dong Donger. Dong Donger, the something cat.
Well, yeah.
Dong Donger, the junkyard cat, is fine.
The garbage cat?
Yeah, the garbage cat.
The garbage whore cat.
Yeah, maybe I'm somewhere in there. And I suppose my song...
About being horny for trash?
For some reason, just in my head, I'm like, it's not just fucking cats. It's also getting, like, gross alley foxes.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucking whatever I can. That's what the name of my song is.
I'm fucking whatever I can.
I'm fucking whatever I can. And all the cats gather around me and whisper to each other, he's fucking whatever he can. And I'm fucking a bag full of garbage, like a trash can.
With your barbed cat penis.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I hope old Deuteronomy picks me. This is no life.
A part of the song, a nice list of all the things that your barbed cock has gotten stuck in.
My barbed cock has gone into... And then every cat says a thing.
A garbage!
An old dog!
A tire!
A downpipe!
A dying frog!
My hat!
Mrs. McGonaghy's pies! And I'm fucking... It's like a sort of montage.
A montage.
Of me fucking these various
each
things.
Thrust, right?
Yeah, each thrust is a beat.
But it's a beat, but it's like that kind of thing where it's like the whole scene is changing, but you're not.
I remember.
Maybe the cat, maybe the camera's spinning around you as you fuck and the scenery just keeps changing. But it just focuses on your fucking dumb cat face, like almost coming the whole time, like, oh!
Oh, and
I am almost coming now.
I will fuck anything that moves.
Or doesn't.
Motion isn't relevant. That's good then. I feel like this all takes place in a junkyard. Yeah. Maybe this is...
You were the junkyard horny cat?
Yeah. Maybe I'm Tom Tog... No. What was I? Dong Donger, the junkyard horny cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, maybe this song happens after we see Bustopher Jones' song, because we're kind of in a junkyard then, and we carry on into the junkyard proper, is where it's called.
That's actually a good idea, because, he falls into the... Because McCavity's like, go on, you look hungry, jump into these...
He's a hungry boy.
Look here, mate. You look bloody hungry as shit.
And then as he falls in and all the cats are like, oh my God, I'm like, hey, cats, come watch me fuck this old time.
As James Gordon falls in, you're just on the edge of that big
fucking the trash
can. What? Oh, you've all gathered around to see me?
Would you like to know what I'd fuck? Yes, 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 yes.
No.
I'd fuck anything. An incredible performance.
Oh, beautiful.
Is this, McCavity has just gotten James Corden, he's just gotten Buster for Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to come to me, Dong Donga, the junkyard horny cat, next? Mm-hmm. Or is he going to, do I get got, I guess is my question.
Does he
might get
just
everybody?
Hit you with a pie. No, yeah. He gets Goss the Theatre Cat, Jenny Anydots,
yeah.
Buster for Jones. He also
does
gets...
he get the railway cat?
No, I don't think he gets the railway cat.
Oh, yeah, no, he does. Scrimbleshanks.
He gets Scrimbleshanks?
Yeah. Okay. Right, because that's like right before he starts.
Yeah, that's
does anyone he doesn't get? I guess he doesn't
oh,
get
he also gets
Mr.
Old Deuteronomy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I guess he
doesn't
will...
get Mr. Mistopheles.
No.
Who else doesn't he get? Is that it?
He doesn't get Victoria.
She doesn't really sing a song.
I've got to teach Victoria to fuck as well. Like, every cat she goes and meets, he's like, come on this adventure.
Mr. Mistopheles will turn you inside out, because at this point... At this point, he has a very, very obvious big crush on her.
I'm not teaching her to fuck other people necessarily, Mr. Mephistopheles.
I feel
Mr. Mephalaphiles.
I think maybe you might also come back later to do a duet with Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
Getting everyone catnip and horny. It's kind of like almost what you should be slotted into.
I think the problem with my cat is that I'm saying the context of cats... As though it were text.
The
subtext of cats as text.
Yeah, it's too horny.
I'm obviously horny. Yeah. All the other cats are subtly horny. That's just how they exist. But I am on the nose horny.
I like
when Taylor Swift comes down, I'm like, who else is horny? And they're like, don't say it.
All of us, yes.
If I fuck...
So that means if you get picked, that means the last line of the movie now becomes, I'm going to fuck my way to heaven.
I'll even fuck the moon. That's my last line, yeah.
Just as the balloon goes up, just you thrusting in the basket.
That's Dong Donga the Junkyard Horny Cat reprise. It's a sort of ballad version. I'll fuck anything. I'll fuck anything. I'll even fuck the moon. And then Old Deuteronomy will be like, cat isn't a dog.
Yeah.
I know what you
except
just...
that cat, which is kind of a dog.
He's a horn dog.
He's a bloody horn dog. That's what he is. Bloody look at him going...
Tell me that wouldn't be about a cat.
I mean, that cat would get my vote.
It would certainly, yeah. But it's on the nose horny, so I don't know if Old Deuteronomy would pick me. And also McCavity might know that and just not get me. Are you going to take me away? I say as a fucking old sandwich. No. Are you even auditioning? What?
What's happening? I'm worried more than...
the sandwich. What are you here for?
Yeah, I'm just fucking this sandwich. Either get in or get out.
Like, okay, you might be able to trick your way into being picked because, again, you've kind of scared off the competition. And they might be like, this cat needs to be reborn so that this will stop.
This cat needs heaven. This cat needs to see our cat lord just to kind of straighten him out a little bit.
We got to make it. Old Deuteronomy will be like, we just have to make him the Jellicle choice, just, okay?
Or I can't do another year of this.
And they'll be like,
it's either the Heaviside lair or... muted.
Oh, we shoot him in the head.
Okay, and I'm happy either way.
Look, to be honest.
Well,
You've
basically, in the end, have the same strategy as McCavity.
That's
because
true.
McCavity tries to kill every cat and then is like, you gotta pick me now.
I'm like,
well, you're like, you gotta pick me because I am pure filth. The world will be a better place if you send me to heaven.
I know that, Old Deuteronomy.
Come on, man.
I'm a drain on society. Okay, I'm aware of that. Make your choice.
I'm the cat equivalent of shitting in the shower and stomping it down the drain.
Okay, I'm the only cat with a visible penis.
I could sheath it, but I refuse.
I'm not gonna. That would waste time. If I sheath it now, I'll have to unsheath
later. If I sheath it, again, it's a whole chafing issue.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
just
not
better
doing
out.
I also have the I'm the only cat with visible nipples, too.
I also like to imagine you're the only...
Yeah.
I like you're the only cat that also seems visibly sweaty.
My fur's a bit matted.
I thought cats don't sweat, they pant. I'm also panting.
I'm also panting. I just lick myself, to add to the eroticism.
Exactly. As like, you know, you get a whole like cast ensemble and there's your cat just bent over licking its own anus.
Absolutely. That's
to
how...
To climax.
That's how the...
He's just cleaning himself... Oh, no.
That's how Dong Donga, the junkyard horny cat, the first version, ends. It's, I'll fuck anything. Oh, I'll fuck anything. Even me. And then
even my own mouth.
Yeah. And then I go into a sort of a self-suck ball.
And then maybe the cavity.
Picks me up like a basketball and dunks me into his warlock hole. Or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So that's Dong Donga, the... Junkyard horny cat. Okay. That's me.
Yep.
Right. I'm in the running.
You're in the running. Okay. I reckon. Well, I want to go more of a like a sphinx cat.
Okay. Mm. Great.
A hairless gross boy, if you will. I like the name Portobello Fat Fat.
Oh,
Portobello Fat Fat, the hairless cat.
Yeah. Because I think I could be a bit of
clever ending with fat. Because no matter what word you picked, it rhymed. Because fat rhymes with cat.
Portobello Fat Fat. He's a hairless cat. Cat. Yeah. It writes itself. It's
beautiful. And so like a sphinx cat there. Potentially could be like a sheltered cat.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like, you know, Jenny Any Dots. But because it's a hairless cat, they're very good for people with allergies.
Okay.
So perhaps a cat of a family or a child, something like that, who's like a bubble boy.
Oh.
And so the whole thing is that I'm trapped in this protective bubble world that I want to get out of.
Well, that is, if there's any reason you should be the Jellicle choice, you need another life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like a lot of the songs will be in between sort of me singing to Victoria between like a membrane, kind of like either the bubble that I'm trapped in.
Membrane.
Or a window or something.
Membrane.
And like all like, you know, those the two, like the incest twin cats.
Yeah, yeah.
Those ones. Like they could be trying to like open up all the latches, the windows that I'm trying to sneak out. But like they keeps getting like
closed by the invisible hand of the boy that you belong to.
Yeah.
Is this, do you get, so obviously I had a full ensemble song.
Mm-hmm.
Is your song a one-on-one or is it like as Victoria and, mm-hmm, I forget the names of the incest twins.
Yeah, what are the Dusha, incest,
what were the incest
called?
Twins' names?
They were great names.
Yeah, Rumble something.
Oh, Rumble Tiger.
Yeah, Rumple Tiger.
Rumple Tiger and... hang on.
Look it up. We need to know.
Yeah, we need these names. So I think it'd be a kind of a back and forth between the incest twins, Victoria, and myself.
Oh, okay. Mm. Is the
or mostly between me and the incest
Mungo
twins.
Mungo Jerry and Rumple Teaser.
Mungo Jerry and Rumple Teaser. So I imagine your song taking place as Mungo Jerry and Rumple Teaser are taking Victoria through the house.
Mm-hmm.
They come across the child's bedroom and they're like, wait, 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 wait. And then they gesture to you and you've got your little oily hands up against the inside of the membrane and you sing your song.
Like, you know those, things like those plastic like tunnels you can kind of get for hamsters, but you get bigger ones for cats, like constantly just stuck in that. So they're all like multicolored and it's kind of like, you know, through that.
Is your song a quick song or is it more of a ballad?
I want to say it's a quick sad song.
Okay.
Quick and sad.
Quick and sad.
Quick, sad, and you want and wanting freedom.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wanting song. Yeah. Absolutely.
Help me. I want some freedom. I need some freedom. I'm stuck in this giant membrane.
Tell me, what is the air like? Tell me. What is the rain like?
Will I be okay outside? I am so oily. Even though my boy is okay because I have no fur, still he is covered in oil.
Do you have a paper towel?
That's the last line of the song for sure.
Absolutely. And then Rumpelteazer and Mungo Jerry wipe your head down and the three of you, four of you including Victoria, escape into
the night. Yeah, because again, like as opposed to you as a panting cat, I think maybe I'm the only visible oily cat, which might look like sweat.
Everywhere you go, you leave a trail of oil. Absolutely. Yes. You're sweating from your cat face, but it's yellow like your oil would be. And I imagine once you're out of the membrane, which maybe is like the climax of the middle of the song, where maybe Rumpelteazer or Mungo Jerry slice the membrane and you burst out, but then the song is like, oh my god, is this rain? And it's quite upsetting for you because you've never experienced
it before. It's like, oh no, this fresh air, gross. What is the smell? Ew.
Oh no, I
is
hate
that
it.
Garbage?
It was bad in the membrane and out.
Just spat over and there's your cat just fucking a dead pigeon like, wow.
You've got the two songs, which are I Want Out of the Membrane, and then your second part is I Want Back in the Membrane. Put me back, the world is bad.
Put me back, the world is bad. I was wrong, I'll admit that.
I am cat enough to admit that I was wrong about that. Put me back in the membrane.
I'll be a good boy, I'll stroke that guy's face. I don't really care, I hate this place.
But if you decide to make me the Jellicle choice, that will be good too. And then you scurry back into the membrane. Slide back, you're right, like a slug.
Like an oily little slug.
What was your name? Portobello Fat Fat.
Portobello Fat Fat, the hairless cat cat.
Yeah, yeah, great, great. Who moves like a slug?
Moves like a slug, feels like a slug, keeps a boy alive.
It's very funny that if you get made the Jellicle choice, I mean, that's one thing working against you. A boy will die.
Well, I mean, I guess Portobello Fat Fat's not the boy's nurse.
Yeah.
I'm just a cat.
I might think I'm the nurse. Yeah. I might think that I'm its life support.
Yeah, it might be a Scrimbleshank situation where you're like, I need to keep this boy alive.
It's all on me. I do it all.
Yeah, but is popping you out of the membrane bad for the boy as well? Look, we don't need to worry about the boy's
cats
health.
Cats doesn't concern themselves in the issues of man.
Yeah, that's is McCavity true. Taking Portobello Fat Fat?
I think that yes, and Portobello Fat Fat panics and is stuck on the barge and hates it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's so slippy. Oh, in those... Oh, but I could get free pretty easily.
Maybe, yeah, at that climactic scene.
I mean, all of the cats get free pretty easily.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, all that happens is...
Jenny Dots
just takes
her.
Off her skin.
Oh,
skin.
Yeah. That's a thing they
I would
can
just
do.
Slip out of the ropes.
You slip out of your ropes, then Jenny Annie Dot slips out of her skin, and you're like, I hate it outside the membrane.
This wow. sucks.
This is exactly why I should never have
bath,
left.
Okay?
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Also, did you know we do too many shows across the Sandspants Radio Network? Take D&D's for Nerds, an actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast that I'm mostly on. Never played D&D in your life? Don't worry, up until we started, I hadn't either. Meticulously edited by yours truly, so you don't have to hear all the faff and math that interrupts a good fantasy story. Each campaign is standalone, and while veteran listeners will pick up characters, events, and places across the seasons, new listeners can start at any adventure. Just search for D&D's for Nerds on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com. Com.
Somebody pat me down with a paper towel. I am filthy.
Ah, Ray Winston. What's he doing here? You collect... Does he get a song? No. Why doesn't he get a song?
He gets a bit of a song. Yeah. It's not much of one, but he gets a couple of lines.
Yeah, that's good. It's all. I mean, Victoria gets a couple of lines too. She doesn't have any songs.
That's true.
Oh, absolutely. And when Victoria is there, like, you know, as I get out of the membrane or whatever it is, I could just kind of like do like a cat slide up against her, leaving a greasy patch.
Yeah, absolutely. You slide up against her face where it like puts a cat hair. Like you put jelly slicked up, and she makes a little shudder, and you're like, was that played for a comedic moment? I don't know. What genre is cats
or is
again?
This also horny?
Yeah.
Huh.
The trick is it's both.
Yeah. Much there's like, a lot of like little double entendres about how the greasy cat could also be self-lubricated.
Yeah, absolutely.
No one knows if it's funny.
Well, because it's set meant in a kind of horny, weird, poetic
because it's
way.
It's not really horny. It's kind of gross, but they're acting like it's sexy.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe they use a long word that's not real, like self-lubricatory. Or something, and you're like, I don't understand, but
any
I'm horny.
My brain doesn't understand, but my dick seems to.
My genitals are aflame.
And in some parts, I can grab my like little hairless tail and use it as like a microphone.
Oh, no,
that's good.
That's bad. It looks like a hot dog.
Yes, a hot dog.
Absolutely. Not a rat's penis.
That's what we're going with. Hot dog. Uh-huh.
I've tried to keep it G-rated for all those little kiddies listening to
this
podcast.
And then you have this nice little moment where the incest twins could be chasing it. And
I also don't like
bit.
That
Absolutely.
We call them incest twins, but that's fine.
The incest twins.
I think the people know, you know, they can tell.
So, am I the
jellicle
choice?
I think you're in the running as much as I am. Okay. You will be there at the climax of the film. Or, well, you've been kidnapped by McCavity.
Oh, yeah. How does McCavity get me? Just slides me into a hole and...
Yeah, I think
McCavity... Into a warlock portal and off I go?
McCavity maybe oils up the floor and then as you're running, maybe you just slide along it, lubed up and into one of his warlock holes.
I can imagine you deciding to go back to the membrane and you get back and it's all... You've patched up and you're back inside and then there's just like a...
Yeah, that's it.
Membrane, and then you turn around and then...
McCavity's there and that's it. And we cut away. And then the next time we see you,
you're on the barge
with Jenny Antidotes and Buster Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget that.
I'm so glad I didn't.
All right. So your cat's pretty good choices.
Yeah, thank you.
But
not jellicle choices.
No. Not yet. Well, I mean, see, the thing is, Jackson.
Yeah.
Portobello Fat.
Yeah.
He's a jellicle cat.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if yours counts as a jellicle cat.
I might be, you know how...
Filth?
Jenny Antidotes is another kind of cat as well as being a jellicle cat.
Well, no, she's a Gumby cat, but that's the same way that you're a junkyard cat. Yeah. But, like, Victoria doesn't become a jellicle cat till the end of the film.
Yeah.
Because you have to work to become a jellicle cat.
So I've yet to work to become a jellicle cat, and therefore I'm not legible for the jellicle choice.
Yeah, you're one of those subcategories we call as filth cat.
Yeah, filth cat. Or a hongus cat. Why, that's Dong Dong of the Hongus Cat.
Stay away from him.
He just fucks just anything.
Yeah. We've got the Jellicles, we've got the Warlock, and the third party,
the Hongus Cat. Hi. Are you talking about me?
You talking about me?
Yes.
As he's done fucking a clumped up bit of leaves.
I'm fucking this pile of leaves. It's autumn.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Someone's got to. So introducing, we've got a horny cat.
Yeah.
We've got a hairless cat.
Yeah.
We don't have another type of cat that is very, very, very common, and that's the feral cat. So introducing Douchey Boy, the brawler cat.
That's good. Introduced with a native animal in your mouth.
Yeah. I cannot express this enough. I will fucking fight you.
As you're eating a possum.
Yeah. You got one of those spoken words cat songs.
Yeah.
Come and try your luck. And then you punch Victoria in the face. I will fuck you up. Careful of him. That's Douchey Boy. He's indiscriminate in who he attacks. He's feral. He's never had an owner. No collar. Look.
Oh, yes. Lots of hissing.
Yeah.
So many hissing. Oh,
absolutely. Maybe you kill like a little rat. You know, like we had Jenny Antidotes who trained the rats and cockroaches to dance. You brutally murder them.
Can I add some little accoutrement to your persona?
I'm a black and white cat, by the way, but like long haired.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think we were all imagining
that. How do we get the equivalent of a motorbike and a leather jacket in cat form?
Oh, easy. You just give me a literal leather jacket
and a motorbike.
And a motorbike.
That's why I even asked.
Leather jacket, definitely. Yeah. Motorbike, not so much.
It's great for you to be one of the few cats wearing clothes.
Yeah.
If any
just
cats,
a leather jacket and the studs on the shoulders.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And like knuckle.
Knuckle dusters. May I add for sort of like supreme unpleasantness, boots.
Oh, yeah.
No pants, leather jacket,
boots.
That's very good.
How many cats have clothes? You got
Mr. Mephistopheles has a top hat.
Mr. Stoffelis.
Yeah.
You then have the warlock. He's clothed.
McCavity, because he takes off his coat and
it's
my brain subconsciously prepared myself for Dick, even though.
Yeah, no one, I know.
Yeah.
That was one of the three horniest moments of that film.
The number one for you was definitely when Rum Tum Tugger sang into Victoria's foot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. just double check.
I mean, that's everyone's most horniest moment of
that is. He looks like he's going to suck on her toe.
Look out.
And it's a human foot.
It's like a freight train. Freight train of horny coming into the
station.
Speaking of
freight trains, Scrimbleshanks wears a coat as well.
That's true.
Oh, he's got those sexy suspenders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Oh, yeah, he wears pants.
And
no toes.
Yeah. Right. Tap dances for a bit.
Yeah.
Where are we encountering you in the film Cats? At what point in the production?
Oh, imagine.
Sorry. Yeah.
What if I'm on the barge before anything?
That's good. I will fuck you up, and then you just punch Ray Wise in the face. Get off my barge!
This is our barge. No, it's not,
not
mate.
Anymore. Funny you should say that. I like that my cat is played by both me and Jason Statham.
Yeah. McCavity comes in. Right, wait, what is going on?
Who's this? Get off my barge.
Right, oh, mate, you're fucked.
What? Next time we see McCavity, black eye.
Yeah, absolutely. He lost that fight.
Oh, missing a tooth, may I add.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Maybe one fang.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Nice big scratch down the side like your face. Ooh,
I imagine part of your sort of introductory song is you're like, I will fuck you up. And as you say that, like a kind of wave of cats come towards you and with one punch they all go flying back.
Mm.
And then on the other side again. And it's kind of it's a happy song.
Yeah.
Whereas yours was a
swinging
wanting
like maybe like a cane or some kind of like
a chain.
A chain. Ooh, I like that. Swinging a chain, discriminating, just like smacking folk.
And I imagine your song is horny too.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, you're a horny cat in that you're tough and you're kind of intimidating in a
the
sense.
Same way that a greaser is horny.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're like the bad boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which cats doesn't have weird. I mean, McCavity, but. No one really wants to fuck McCavity except Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
But then everyone wants to fuck, but that's because of the catnip.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to bridge that gap.
Absolutely. You're the bad boy. You're horny and dangerous.
I'm the anti-hero.
Yeah, the anti-hero of cats. Douchey boy. What was your douchey boy?
The brawler cat.
The brawler cat. Yeah, great.
Brawler cat.
Great.
Very nice. See, the problem is, though, your life is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Do you even want to change?
Why do you want to change?
Yeah, why do you not
want to? The people want me to change. And obviously, Zammit wants to change so he can no longer look after a sick
Maybe
boy.
I have the same motives as Jenny Anydots. I just want to live the same life again because I'm stoked.
That's good.
Or maybe I'm like, I want to know what love is. Know what love is.
Oh, nice. Oh, ooh, if you were played by like Meatloaf, but like circa 83 or something, you know?
Coming off Rocky Horror, Meatloaf gets cast in Cats as Douchey Boy, the Brawler Cat.
Yeah. Same entrance, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mate, actually,
same outfit, to be honest.
Meatloaf the Brawler Cat.
Same name.
Same name.
Meatloaf is a great cat
name. It's an incredible cat name. Maybe also you want to get to the Heaviside layer because you've heard that there's more bashings to be done up there. Absolutely.
Like how you will fuck the moon. Yeah. I will fight the moon.
Yeah, I will bash the moon. And
Oh, like a nice little reprise to the two of you. Like, I will fuck the moon.
I will bash the... We will just destroy the moon. Wow. The moon's just going to be in no shape.
Look out, cunt.
Just both of you yelling and howling at the moon. imagine like the big moon and then like in front like the two silhouettes.
Yeah.
One gesturing, just thrusting it, one just giving it with his fist.
I just like the idea of a moon and then a shadow of a
silhouette
fist.
Of
and
a
then
fist. Silhouette of a dick. The fist connects with the penis and there's like a, and then we cut to the next scene. What happened? You punched me in the dick. We got too close. Bashing and fucking should never meet, you know?
No.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, just like, I think that my motive is like, make me the jellical choice so I can finish what I've been put here for. I'm going to bash the moon.
He's going to bash the moon.
I'm going to bash the cat god.
He's gonna mess it. Wait.
I'm gonna fight the cat god. I'll do Deuteronomy. Let me up there or I'll bash you. So, threatening your way into the heaviside layer.
So you've done a McCavity.
Yeah, but like a really direct McCavity.
No magic, just fists.
None of this warlock shit.
That's pretty good.
Mr. Mistoffley sings a song about, I don't care.
Oh, I've got this. Shut up.
I've got this chain.
No.
Cat soak.
Shut up.
As magic. No. Just.
That's great if that's your backing beat. A whole bunch of other lesser tough cats start punching their hand. And then you start singing.
That's a good introduction.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like, oh, and everybody
hear this like beat thing and this.
Maybe I kick the shit out of Rom Tom Tugger. Maybe that's my introduction.
Yeah, Rom Tom Tugger finishes his song.
He's like, milk! And I'm like, not today, cunt.
I like to imagine as that the punching starts, every cat flees except for Victoria because she's new to all of this. And then you appear and then you sing your song largely to her and then to the rest of the cats.
Yeah.
All right, well, climax of the film. We've brought old Deuteronomy back. She's picking. Have we done better
than old
Grisabella?
Well, Grisabella, yeah. Old Grisabella sings memories to no one, and Victoria sees it and then brings her inside, and old Deuteronomy's like,
That's true.
So I guess we just stop that from happening.
I mean,
well, although the problem is, if Grisabella isn't picked, I feel that, okay, so say, we're not in this version of the film.
Yeah.
Let's just go normal version of cats. Sure. Victoria doesn't go outside at that point.
Yeah.
I reckon old Deuteronomy's probably picking Mr. Mistoffelees.
Yeah, absolutely. But you've stopped Mr. Mistoffelees singing his song.
Which means that old Deuteronomy has not been brought back.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. All right.
Well, I've gone to the barge. I know where it is.
Yeah, you go to the barge, you bash McCavity, collect Zammit.
Maybe I hold him by his tail in the water.
You just whack him on the boat like a fish you need to kill.
Yeah. And throw him to you.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. And then... Then we head back having saved everybody, and then old Deuteronomy has to make her choice. I'm going to wager none of us. Old Deuteronomy's like, well, maybe Zammit. The moon shouldn't be fucked or punched. So.
Shouldn't it? We've never tried.
That's true. Well, maybe she'll send all three of us to get us out of her hair. You know?
I want to do this. It's a, I should do this.
For the good of cats. Exactly. For the good of the jellical cats.
So we get to pick what we come back as, though. Imagine we come back as one cat.
I hate this. Oh, Portobello Fat being like, no, I don't want to be.
Not with them.
No. I'm fine here. I'm fine in the bubble. It's
We're
going
to fucking bash the moon, dude. As we sail away.
Strap yourself in, buddy.
Fucking in, man. It's going to be wild up
just,
there.
Like, back into a corner, just like wide eyes. No.
Jump out.
It's so cold up here and wet. Windy and hot.
Should have had fur, dude.
Yeah. Fuck. Maybe when you get reborn, you should get fur, man. I got heaps.
Yeah, can I use maybe your jacket?
Nah. Aww. It's part of the look.
Come back as one cat who is horny, angry, and delicate.
So, McCavity?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, Mr. Mistoffelees.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. If anyone is horny, angry, and a little delicate.
Well, he's delicate and horny and a little angry.
Yeah, that's true. So but whatever, he's got a bit of all three, you know?
He's like impotent, frustrated.
Yeah. Big incel energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, it makes it is.
Absolutely.
So, look, we may not have been the jellical choice of old Deuteronomy, but I feel like it would be the angelical choice of the people.
Yeah, absolutely. She'd send old Grisabella up to the Heaviside Layer, and then she'd be like, and the people's choice.
we get sent in a second balloon.
We get tied like ballast to the first balloon. And off we'd go.
Look, a new day has begun.
I think that's how cats should have gone.
Grisabella pretty much gets picked solely because she used to be popular and now isn't. Old Deuteronomy's like, well, I feel far worse for these three. What happened to them? Like, at some point, something went wrong for me and Jackson, definitely.
These began as normal cats.
They were born just like any other cat.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
They were born as cats, not dogs.
The cats aren't dogs. Send them to the Heaviside Layer.
Try again.
Yes, I think we'd be sent on a try again mentality.
And on that note, I've been Portobello Fat Fat, the hairless cat cat.
I've been Dong Donger, the junkyard horny cat.
And I've been Douchey Boy, the brawler cat. And we have been our own angelical choice, despite what others may suggest. Memories!
All alone in the moonlight!
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.